So today we're going to talk about the best foods for stress, okay? Let's start with what foods that lower stress, okay? Chocolate. Now I'm talking about sugar-free chocolate, not the regular chocolate with sugar, but there's a certain chemical in chocolate that reduces stress. So that's one thing. I don't recommend consuming chocolate in the later half of the day because it's going to possibly keep you from sleeping. Because it does have something that is similar to caffeine. It's not actual caffeine, but it's similar. So if you're going to have a little bit, maybe in the late morning, okay? Nutritional yeast. Why? Because of the B vitamins, specifically B1, will really help lower stress. This is a good one right here. You can get them in tablets or just get it in a powder. You can put it on your food. Celery. Celery has a chemical that helps lower blood pressure. It helps you sleep. It helps you feel calmer. So celery is really good. You can also put nut butters on the celery. Good idea. Okay, a fermented drink called kombucha tea. If you haven't heard about this, get the one that has no more than 2 grams of sugar. That's great to consume in the evening when you're trying to wind down. It's your alcohol replacement. It gives a calming effect on the nervous system. So kombucha tea is really good for reducing stress. I would not recommend consuming more than a half of a bottle at any one time because it's very acidic and it's very thick and it has a texture of beer. Because if you have too much, it could shift your pH over to being too acidic and your pulse rate will start going higher and higher and higher. So just take a half a glass and sip it just like you're drinking alcohol or wine when you're really not, and it'll calm you and you'll feel good. And then we have bacon. Okay, now I'm talking about the high quality bacon you can get from the farmer's market. I'm not talking about processed bacon, Oscar Mayer type bacon. Any pork, by the way, is loaded with B1. B1 lowers stress. And you can also have chocolate covered bacon, right? Well, I've never had that, but I hear people actually consume that. Egg yolks, okay, or eggs in general, the whole egg. Why? Because certain hormones, specifically cortisol, that help you deal with stress, are made from cholesterol and fat. So egg yolks are really helpful in that area. Plus, egg yolks have a lot of other nutritional properties, like choline, for example, which helps with the nervous system and relaxation in general. Asparagus, which is also high in B1 to help lower stress. And it's also going to be a really good fiber for your friendly microbes, which actually will also produce chemicals to help you feel calm. Pecans are one of the best nuts for stress. They have a certain chemical. I'm not going to give you the long names, but it's really good to help reduce stress. And of course, if you actually have chocolate covered pecans, of course, sugar free, that would be a great dessert after you eat. Butter. Everything tastes better with butter. But butter has cholesterol that is a precursor for cortisol that will help in making those hormones. Because one thing that you don't want to do is do a low fat diet. Because you're starving off the hormones that help counter stress. Especially when you're actually sick or you're stressed out, it's best that you consume more fat, not sugar. Because this list are the foods that will increase stress in your body. Number one, sugar. Sugar will deplete your B vitamins, it depletes calcium, magnesium, and your stress will go up. Of course, you're gonna feel better when you consume sugar for about a minute. But then your blood sugars crash and you're going to feel worse. Any of the refined grains, again, will deplete certain B vitamins and stress you out probably 5 to 10 to 20 minutes later. Starches, the same thing. If you're doing rice, you're going to feel great when you consume it, but then an hour later, you're going to actually have a crash with your blood sugar. So when you have low blood sugars, you're going to have more anxiety, you're going to be irritable. And so these right here will create that effect. All right, alcohol. Now, of course, a lot of people are consuming a lot of alcohol and it has the appearance of reducing stress, but it's kind of a trap because it will deplete certain nutrients that will increase stress a day later or 2 days later because alcohol in general is notorious for depleting your B vitamins. So one cup of coffee is not going to be a big problem, but if you're consuming a lot of coffee, like I did in college, your stress will go up. And again, I already mentioned this, but low-fat diets can also increase anxiety and stress. It's because fat is needed as a precursor for certain hormones that help counter stress. All right, thanks for watching. Hey, if you're liking this content, please subscribe now, and I will actually keep you updated on future videos.